It really looks at four specific areas. I'm going to go through them real quickly. Continuous monitoring, it's asking some simple questions. How agencies are prepared to do it? There's a mandate that they have to do it by the end of 2012. They ask questions like, do they have an updated IT inventory? Can they do configuration scans? Can they do vulnerability scans? The next area is the Trusted Internet Connection, or the TIC initiative, something that's been going on for about 5 years now, started under the Bush administration, and they're asking two simple questions here. The first one, what percentage of the agency's network traffic is going through this Trusted Internet Connection, or what they call this Internet Gateway? Have you secured it? And what percentage of the TIC reference architecture is in place? This gets a little into the weeds of technology, but basically, do you have the standards, do you have all the right settings of your Trusted Internet Connection? The fourth area is Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, secure identity cards. What percentage of your agency's employees are using that secure ID card to log on to the computer network? Again, this has been a long-standing priority for both the Bush administration and the Obama administration. Agencies have been slow to really turn it on. Now they're saying, okay, we're going to start tracking you quarterly around these four areas so you get them done. Howard Schmidt is the White House cyber coordinator. I caught up with Schmidt after he spoke earlier this week at the NIST Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board meeting that's happening in Washington this week. He describes how the report is developed.
Department of Homeland Security, working with the various departments and agencies, do this thing called CyberStats, which basically is a more technical deep dive. That in turn is translated into this report that goes to the senior leadership of the departments and agencies, so they then can look at the allocation of resources, so they can make sure that the correct emphasis put on the cyber things that they care about.
Now, OMB, Homeland Security Department, the White House issued that first scorecard earlier this summer during a meeting of the President's Management Council, which is made up of those agency deputy secretaries, and obviously this is going to continue over the next few years until they meet all these mandates.
Okay, so is this a scorecard enough to drive the change that the administration's been looking for?
That's a big question. I mean, several of these initiatives, HSPD 12, TIC, have been pushing for more than 5 years. Some agencies are still in the beginning stages, so there's not a lot of when you look across the agencies, some are up and some are down. Now, one of the members of the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board, where Schmidt spoke Wednesday, says it's setting some thresholds and holding agencies accountable at a very high level. Schmidt says that accountability actually starts with those deputy secretaries.
The scorecard is something that is at their level. So the more technical things go through the cyber stats, working with the departments and agencies, but clearly this is something that the deputy secretaries, through their senior management role, can then focus on.
Now, the idea of scorecards isn't new. The Obama administration uses that red, yellow, green dashboard, which we all have grown to love. The Bush administration used their version, which is a green, red, yellow, green scorecard across 10, 12 areas, which, again, all agencies got a chance to experience. I caught up with Jake Olcott. He's a principal with Good Harbor Consulting and a former counsel for Senator Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Commerce Committee. Olcott worked on the cyber legislation that is currently going through Congress. He says a high-level scorecard can do two things to improve oversight.
It's hard to say whether the problem has been that senior managers weren't aware of the programs before, or if these things are sort of, as they are, complicated technical and policy issues that could explain the delay in implementation. But I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with creating scorecards and letting senior managers know what's happening on their systems and with their networks. And the other positive aspect is that it really provides the legislative branch with a little bit more access into what's happening on agency information systems, too, so they can begin to have a more complete understanding.
Now, Olcott says the high-level scorecard also can get senior officials to put more emphasis, resources, money, and people across those four areas to either get them to meet those deadlines or at least show some progress to OMB and DHS. Agencies are under pressure, again, to start using those secure IDs to log onto their computers by 2013. Continuous monitoring, agencies also have a deadline by the end of 2012, and that trusted internet connection deadline, that came and went several times already over the last few years.
Yeah, it sure did. Now, did Howard Schmidt actually mention the cyber legislation that's working its way through Capitol Hill?
Well, actually, Schmidt met with lawmakers and their staff just last week to discuss this cyber legislation. He says the meeting was fruitful. What they tried to do, the administration, is answer some questions and clarify the White House's proposal.
Anytime you look at something on paper, there's also oftentimes followed behind is, what is the intent of this? Why did you use this particular phrase as something else? So that was a very, very positive discussion we had. When we talked about data breach notification and how important that was, and that where there was a lot of commonality on those two points I pointed out, it does a better job protecting consumers and users, but also gives businesses the ability to have a better sense of how do we build a business to do that.
Now, he says lawmakers, said they have a strong commitment to move forward, and actually Schmidt remains optimistic something's going to get done in the short term. Now, Olcott, who's just left Capitol Hill in the last couple of weeks and, was one of the lead people on this legislation, says getting a comprehensive cyber bill through both houses of Congress is really a matter of time.
I think that there is a lot of common ground when you think about information sharing and roles and responsibilities of different federal agencies, and certainly on the reforming the Federal Information Security Management Act, there's a lot of common ground there. The devil is always in the details, though, and so that's really where staff has been spending, members and staff have been spending most of their time trying to figure out. So we have these high-level agreements where, how do we write this legislation and reflect our priorities.
Now, the issue here is there enough time to get through by the end of the session or even into the next session? There's a lot of priorities. There's the budget still needs to get done, super committee stuff. So cyber is important, but does it rise to the big enough level? Now, in the meantime, Olcott says both the House and the Senate are taking different approaches. The House formed the Cyber Task Force. It's holding hearings and doing investigations. Congressman Mac Thornberry, who led this task force, just released their report with recommendations just last week. Olcott says each House committee with jurisdiction over cyber will come up with their own legislation, and they'll have to go work through the committee process. Now, for the Senate piece, they're further along. The upper chamber lawmakers are closer to a comprehensive bill, and I think that is what Schmidt and other federal officials were discussing last week, and we're hopeful that that Senate bill can then, be taken up by the House, at least pieces of it, and that's how they can move a little more quickly through the process.
Now, Jason, did Howard Schmidt mention other cyber priorities?
Oh, there's a few out there, of course. One of the more interesting ones he brought up was the idea of creating government-wide security controls. Schmidt says agencies are using different tools that have different levels of effectiveness, and each says, well, mine works for me, but does it really make a difference, government-wide? He says the government-wide control would set a baseline for what software must do to secure a network, kind of a floor, if you will. This is similar to what the Bush administration did under the Federal Desktop Core Configuration, or I think right now it's called the U.S. Government Configuration Baseline, where agencies had a minimum set of standards to turn on for the Microsoft operating system. Now, Schmidt also says DHS is working with the Justice Department on some legal issues to implement Einstein 2 more broadly and pave the way for Einstein 3. Now, Einstein is a software that helps agencies secure their networks by collecting data about the traffic on those networks and then funneling it to a central location for DHS to see government-wide trends. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano promised that Einstein 3 would be ready to go this year. I think that they're still finding some challenges. And Schmidt says his office also is developing plans for 2012. They're looking back through three major documents, the 2003 National Strategy to Secure Cyberspace, the Bush administration's Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative, and the Obama administration's Cyberspace Policy Review to see where things are and where they need to go.
What are the things that we have a defined process now, whether it's coordination across all government, bringing in the law enforcement community, the homeland security remediation, and the intelligence and the defense communities, bringing them together. We now have a process. When something bad happens, we have a group that comes together, that making sure we're all working together. So we can say that effectively is checked off as we've developed that. That's institutionalized. We look at the international strategy. We've looked at the NSTIC. So there's things that said part A is done, if you would. So what are the next things that we put on the schedule to say, yes, we need to make progress on these. What are they? What are the milestones? Who's involved? Who has a stick on this?
Now, he says mobile computing, identity management will be major issues in this work plan. So it'll be interesting to see what else pops up, because obviously cyber is one of those areas always expanding, always a lot to do.